You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we talk with the ombudsman from NPR about public accountability at a time of deep distrust of the media. First, it's well understood that traffic accidents, tickets, or living in a busier area can drive up the price of your auto insurance. But a new study from ProPublica finds that minority neighborhoods are paying more, even when the risk factors are equal or less than they are in majority white neighborhoods. Jeff Larson joins us now. He's a reporter and a news applications developer with ProPublica and one of the authors of that report. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, how large were the disparities you found between auto insurance rates in white and minority neighborhoods?
In Illinois, which is one of the four states that we looked at, 33 out of 34 companies were charging more than 10%. There were a handful of companies that were charging more than 30% in premiums when we compared minority neighborhoods with white neighborhoods.
And the study looks deeply into the numbers, the data that you did have, but you also spoke with a lot of people. Can you tell us about some of the challenges that people said they were facing because they may have been one of these people who ended up having to pay more, sometimes quite a bit more, for their car insurance?
Yeah, one of the main characters in our story, Otis Nash, he has two jobs and he works 6 days a week. And in order to get to those jobs, he obviously needs a car. And his car insurance was making it so that it was such a struggle just to even have enough money to pay rent.
And when you talked to him about some of these disparities that you found, and also you found a corollary to him in a white neighborhood, what did people tell you about how they felt about what these rates were like?
Some people told us that, you know, just that they were sort of actually on both sides, they were sort of aghast at what was happening. To both the African American people that we talked to and the white people in our story, did not quite understand how this could possibly be happening. It doesn't seem particularly fair, especially when we were looking at the underlying risk in comparable neighborhoods. And seeing that they didn't add up in terms of the increased premiums charged by car insurance companies in minority neighborhoods.
Right. Can you walk us through how you came up with these numbers?
Yeah. So we worked with two private insurance company intelligence outfits, one who gave us the quoted premiums by zip code in the four states, and one who provided us with access to the underlying filings in each state. And then what we did is we asked all 50 states for whether or not they collect the insurance commissioners in all 50 states and for whether or not they collect the underlying risk data, so how risky it is in each individual zip code in their state. Only four of them actually collected that data, Illinois being one of them. And when we compared the premiums that we had bought to the risk data, we saw this gigantic sort of disparity, especially in Illinois.
And when you heard back from some of the insurance companies involved, when you shared your findings, they said, yeah, but we don't collect data on race. So how can you say that this is something that could somehow be based in a deliberate racial disparity? What's your answer to that?
Well, we can't really know because of two things. One thing is we don't know how they calculate these, how they calculate premiums, you know, risk based on individual zip codes, how they calculate one zip code is more dangerous than another zip code. Every company does it a little bit differently, I would assume. We also don't know what their underlying risk is. All we can say is, you know, what each individual company's risk is. We were able to get information about how risky it is across all insurance companies, so across all insurance payouts. So there is a slim chance that perhaps one company's risk is wildly different than the global average, although that's slim in terms of statistics. Even if they're not collecting data, if they're not making decisions on risk, which I'll give them that, I mean, based on race, which I'll give them that, there still is such a disparity that they're taking something else into account that is predictive of race of a zip code. Because we see such huge disparities, people live in similarly risky areas should, in theory, in insurance theory, get similarly risky prices. Similar prices. That they're not is something that the insurance companies haven't yet answered why this is happening.
And you write about how the data was hard to get. There wasn't the easy transparency there that you could drill down all the way when you were looking at some of these factors. Why is that data difficult to get a hold on?
Well, the insurance companies have fought tooth and nail to allow this data to get out. In fact, interesting sort of historical bit of trivia is that they got an antitrust exemption so they can share it amongst themselves. But most states don't actually collect it, require insurance companies to report it to the state, right? So the insurance commissioner are charged with oversight over the insurance industry to make sure that they're not doing disparate pricing. Most states don't collect them, don't collect that internal loss data. So we didn't know. There's no list of who does and does not collect it. We asked all 50 states. In Wisconsin, they said they did not collect it. And across the country, we only got 4 insurance commissioners that could provide it to us. And, that was a month-long process to even get that amount of data.
We're talking with Jeff Larson right now from ProPublica, talking about a report that he co-authored that finds residents of minority neighborhoods pay more for car insurance than predominantly white neighborhoods with the same risk levels. And your article raises the question about whether what you're reporting about is redlining or discriminatory business practices that hurt people of color. Can you give us a bit of background on that practice of redlining and also how it's being regulated now?
Well, traditionally, the way we think about redlining is refusal of service. So redlining as a term sort of, is defined as refusing to sell insurance to African-American neighborhoods, for example. And it starts, it's had a troubled history in real estate and in property insurance. Not so much in car insurance until our article. This is a different form of redlining than what's popularly understood. I would say it's disparate pricing. What we're seeing is this difference in premiums that doesn't seem to follow the underlying risk in a neighborhood.
So where do you go from here to find more data to find out whether this is in fact what you're looking at?
Well, the insurance industry, the day after our story published, did write up a rebuttal and said, we do have internal data that shows that this is not the case, and that we do our jobs and all of it, and we're very careful when it comes to these sorts of problems, to which we would sort of just say back, hey, if you want to send us your internal data, we'll take another look at it. But as it stands now, it does not look like you're pricing to risk. And in at least 2 states, the vast majority of the companies that we looked at, the top companies in the state, don't seem to be following that insurance tenet that, riskier areas pay more because we expect to pay out to protect them.
And as we wrap up, Jeff, based on the time you spent researching this, what do you think would have to change about the way companies insure people to close that racial gap?
I think California does really well in terms of regulation. I think California was, while we did find disparities, the disparities weren't as stark, and companies in California were by and large following this idea of increased risk, increased premium. And I think that has to do with the fact that California has fairly, very highly regulated laws. The insurance, the reporting requirements, the way that insurers are required to price at least a little bit to the overall risk is one solution for this problem.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Jeff Larson, reporter and news applications developer at ProPublica, joining us there to talk about a report that he co-authored that finds residents of minority neighborhoods pay more for car insurance than predominantly white neighborhoods with the same risk.